Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is time for the Jason E. Jones podcast, wherever you are, whenever you are, whoever you are. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Today I want to talk about, I'll get right to it. This is the title of this article, and you can find this on ESPN. NHL activism partner Ivan Provorov, I believe that's how you say that, negatively impacted Pride Night. Now, excuse me, I'm dealing with some congestion. If I was to get on here and I was to go the direction of the world, and hey, whatever people want to do, that's fine. But if I was to get on here and go after this guy because he didn't participate in Pride Night, then I would be a hypocrite, wouldn't I? Because it's not about hate. It's not about... it's about one thing. It's called freedom of speech. And we're now being forced, if we don't agree with something, then we lose opportunities. Right now, I'm risking losing opportunities by speaking out against this. But I have always believed in freedom of speech, especially the speech that you don't agree with. I don't care. I don't want to say I don't care. That is used so many times. If you want to go out here and you want to say that you don't agree with the United States, you don't agree with this and you don't agree with that, I may not like it, but I will support it because it's freedom of speech. If we continue, and we are, we're there now. If we continue to, no, forget the we continue. We are now, there we go. We are now forcibly through social media, which is where most people are living these days, when we go after people and we intimidate them through whatever means, and also if we put them in a group of people or a box because we don't agree with what they have to say and they don't stand for what people believe right now is the thing, which... it is what it is, folks. I'm not gonna dance around things here. The media is still in love with African Americans. Absolutely, I believe that in the early 1960s, the civil rights movement was beautiful. But what happens is the media and social media now, Hollywood, if you will, and popular culture get a hold of something and they taint it, they destroy it. And that's what's happened. That's what's happened with this. My point is that we cannot continue. We cannot continue to go down this road. Wait, did I say continue? We are on this road again. Yes, this is true. We're not continuing. We're going down this road. I don't see any change. And now we want to intimidate people. We want to squeeze them, if you will, if they don't agree with us. That's garbage. That's not freedom. That's not freedom. That's not freedom. And a lot of people that are Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Mormon, all these different things, these people may not agree with that lifestyle. How are we supposed to say that we believe in freedom of speech when now we go after people? And I'm trying to think of the word here, and you're at home going, I know it. But we're going after people when they don't agree with the norm. And it's not right. It's not freedom. It's not what our country's supposed to be about. Our country's supposed to be about freedom of speech. And again, Antifa, all these other groups, when they speak, as long as they're not advocating violence, go for it. Talk about it. Tell what's going on. And if you do advocate for violence, understand that there will be repercussions. That's just how it is. The fact that we're just like, so let's read a little bit of this while we're out of here. Provorov did not, and I hope I'm saying this right, but Provorov, or it might be Pavarov, I'm not sure. Provorov did not take the pregame skate Tuesday night because he refused to wear the team's LGBTQ Pride Night warm-up jersey or a stick with rainbow tape, citing his religious beliefs. He told reporters after the Flyers' 5-2 home win over the Anaheim Ducks that it was his choice to stay true to myself and my religion, which he identified as Russian Orthodox. I respect everyone. I respect everybody's choices, he said. Let's see. You can play Kurt Weaver said his organization has reached out to the Flyers and Provorov to provide additional information and a better understanding of the situation. Oh, yeah, bullying. That's what this is. Actually, maybe I knew what I was trying to say and I just brought it up. Bullying. Bullying, folks. That's what this is. This is bullying. This is intimidating people through fear of repercussions, of losing their job, all kinds of different crap. And it's not right. If you don't agree with it, then you don't agree with it. And my question is, too, is why, if we're going to have a Pride night, why don't we have other nights for people to celebrate? Why don't we have a Christian night? Why don't we have a Muslim night? Why don't we have all these different nights? These people that believe what they believe, they don't believe it's right. So isn't it hypocritical of us to say, well, if you don't believe in it, then we'll shun you, we'll bully you, and we will squeeze you until you don't even have a job? That's garbage. That is pure garbage. And again, I would be a complete hypocrite if I didn't stand up for freedom of speech. Again, if you're satanic, whatever you believe in, I don't care. That's fine. That's your belief. If you believe it and you're not advocating for violence, then go for it. Say what you want to say. That's what our country's supposed to be about. It's not about, if I don't agree with it, then I'm going to squeeze you. I'm going to intimidate you. I'm going to bully you. That's not right. Harass people. Intimidate, again. Intimidation can come from a variety of ways. Physical, mental. Going on there and leaving all kinds of messages. It's ridiculous. And if people don't agree with it, then they shouldn't be forced into something. That's not what our country is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about freedom. If we want to talk about separation of church and state, okay. But when people have a church, we should respect their opinions or their personal opinions that maybe they don't agree with it. Just because they don't agree with it doesn't make them a bad person. It means that they have certain beliefs that you may not believe in. It doesn't mean, and he said, I respect everybody's who they are. I just don't agree with it. So therefore, the trendy world, as I call it, the group of people out there that want to squeeze people and intimidate them and bully them will come after him. It's just not right. And again, if I didn't speak up for freedom of speech, then I would be a complete hypocrite, and I'm not a hypocrite. We all as human beings do things that can come off as hypocritical, but constantly doing things that go against who you say you're about and what you believe, that's definitely hypocritical. So where it's happening now, where does it end? Where does it end? Do we start to put people in what, concentration camps or whatever you want to call it? Re-education? Now, this is a big one here that I didn't even talk about. The NHL, in response to ESPN's request for comment, said Wednesday that players are free to decide which initiatives they support. Hockey is for everyone is the umbrella initiative under which the league encourages clubs to celebrate the diversity that exists in their respective markets and to work to achieve more welcoming and inclusive environments for all fans. Okay, so what are you trying to say there? Inclusive environments for all fans. So you shouldn't just pick one thing. Clubs decide when to celebrate, when and how, with the league council and support. Players are free to decide which initiatives to support, and we continue to encourage their voices and perspectives on social and cultural issues. Weaver expressed disappointment with the way the Flyers coach John Tortorella handled the situation Tuesday night. The coach said he never considered scratching Provorov for missing warm-ups and said he respected the defenseman for being true to himself and to his religion and not participating. Then we have here the concept of team can mean a lot of things. I think more coaches have to ask what that cohesion of a team means to them. At what point does a decision like this that a player wants to make crossover into basically not showing up for your job, Weaver said. I think Tortorella did what a coach needs to do, which is support his player's decision. But I would hope that behind the scenes, there's some more direct conversations around what it means to be a teammate. So that's complete garbage, what it means to be a teammate. So you're no longer allowed to have individual feelings on things. Now, don't we go back to Black Lives Matter? Don't we go back to different things like that? If you don't agree with it, then you have to deal with persecution. You have to deal with social persecution these days. And it says here, Provorov just chose not to take part in what essentially a charity fundraiser. The Pride Night jerseys and sticks were auctioned off to support Flyers charities, with proceeds going toward their effort to grow the game in undeserved communities. Several of the jerseys have already been bid over $500, with one cresting over $1,200. Players do this sort of thing have a very short perspective on what it means. For me, religion is about charity and inclusion, Weaver said. This wasn't just about a player in a jersey on a patch of ice. What else was affected by this? Visibility and proximity is what breeds understanding and inclusion, and those were negatively impacted by this. It's disappointing to see that this is the outcome from this. The Flyers have been one of the most ardent supporters of the LGBT community. They've held annual Pride Nights. Players such as James Van Riemsdyk and Scott Laughton have donated tickets to the community every home game. The team's mascots, Gritty, also participated in the Philadelphia Pride Parade. If you embrace the LGBT community, it will embrace you back. A whole new set of fans came aboard that day, Weaver said. Now, when you see an incident like that, like this, how many fans were lost that night despite all the good work the Flyers have done? So now, from what this perspective is the writer is saying that how dare this player do what he did, and how dare him actually stand up for what he believes in. we're going to have individuals that want to hop on board the team. That's unfortunate. But I'd say 13 years ago, we might have had three people wearing Pride jerseys. Now we have one not wearing them. We have to acknowledge the progress, he said. And there's one thing here. Let's see. I want to say, where did I read this at? Education. I love that word, but oh, here it is. We do this with a lot of our partners where after an incident like this, we'll come in and run education sessions for the whole team, for the coaches, for the individual players on a one-on-one basis, said Weaver, adding that the Flyers have used the organization's education programs in the past. A lot of times it's just that they've never had proximity to someone in their life who's been out. Just to meet somebody who's another human being goes a long way. So again, you're not respecting this individual's religious beliefs. So we are now teetering on complete hypocrisy in this country. We want to have freedom of speech. We want to have freedom from religion. But yet we don't want to respect people's religion in this country. It seems just very hypocritical to me, and I know I'm probably dancing around here, but this is important, folks. This is something that we need to look at. And again, if you listen to me talk right now and you're like, how dare he? How dare he have an independent thought? I believe in freedom of speech. That's why I do, for the most part, what I do with stand-up and building my stuff up as we speak, working my tail off. But I speak for stand-up, and I speak for freedom of speech. If we don't have freedom of speech, what do we have in this country? What when we start restricting what people can say because it may affect other people's emotions and feelings, then we no longer have freedom of speech. We might as well just get rid of the Constitution, which we're not going to do. It's hypocritical. And it's just not right. It is not right. It is not right at all. So that's my take on things, folks. Again, if you listen to this and you think that I'm just some this or that or whatever, then that's on you. I think I've clearly stated how I feel about things and how I feel about what's going on in this country. I stand up for all people to be able to express how they feel, and they should be respected for how they go about their lives. That he's not causing anybody any issues. He just doesn't agree with it. And I don't agree with having Pride Night. I'm sorry. I don't agree with it. I don't think when you lump a bunch of people together and you force them to have to participate in something like this, then it's not right. Because then, where are the Christian knights? Where are the Muslim knights? Where are the knights that's actually looking after other kind of people? Where are the, where's the Amish knights? The Mennonite knights? Excuse me. Where are all these knights? Where are all the knights of people that I guess you would say are a minority in the religious community? I mean, where are all these knights? So, as I say before, it is what it is. I will not cower. I will not fall to intimidation and persecution, albeit socially or whatever have you. I stand for freedom of speech, and I don't care. Again, if this is Black Lives Matter, if this is Antifa, if this is a conservative group, a far right group, whatever, as long as they're not preaching to hurt people and violence, their speech should be protected. And especially, remember, you want to protect the people that you definitely don't agree with, because that's the true form and the true meaning of freedom of speech. I mean, again, bullying people and going over on people because they don't agree with what you feel, that is everything that our country should stand against. Thank you for listening. Have a great day, and go, most importantly, USA.